Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. We have a follow-up this morning on Ameren, Missouri, turning people's power off, something that's concerning the Consumers Council of Missouri.
Sandra Padgett is Executive Director of Consumers Council of Missouri, and this is what she told us about the disconnections with Ameren, Missouri.
Once again, Ameren has disconnected many households in Missouri, and this is Ameren, Missouri. And in November of 2025, they disconnected 17,347 households.
KMOX requested an interview with Ameren, Missouri. However, instead, they sent us a statement from Steve Wills, Director of Regulatory Affairs, that reads in part, quote, "We've collaborated with hundreds of partners in communities across Missouri and Illinois to assist our customers in acquiring over $105 million in energy assistance grants." Now, Wills never addressed the number of disconnections. It's not clear if the federal government is still funding those energy assistance programs or if they've had cutbacks. Wills does say that people can still apply for the funding, though. Missouri's Public Service Commission is looking at utility affordability customer programs. The PSC wants all investor-owned electric, natural gas, water, and sewer corporations that operate an assistance program to respond with information on their customer assistance programs today. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Striking union machinists are ratifying a new contract with Boeing to make fighter jets.
The deal ends in over 100-day-long strike with a new 5-year contract approved by 68% of the union. Marshall Daniels has been with the union for over 40 years and believes the strike was worth it.
I feel it was very much worth it. They should let the big companies know that you just can't push people around.
In a statement, IAM District 837 said, quote, "We're proud of what our members have fought for together and are ready to get back to building the world's most advanced military aircraft." Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Airport Director Rhonda Homnabrugge says it was a relief to tell staff at Lambert International that the government shutdown had ended and that checks would be coming out.
Just the fact that we can share with them and they know that it's over, their paychecks are going to be coming in the near future, I think is huge for us to be able to continue operations.
The director says it'll take a couple of days for most of the airlines to get back in shape and to get planes in the right places.
The federal government is on track to reopen for business. The U.S. House passed the spending plan on Wednesday, but it was without the backing of Kansas City Democrat Emanuel Cleaver. He says it's because the legislation does not extend affordable care tax credits.
These skyrocketing premiums are going to wreak havoc all over the state of Missouri, including and most particularly the small towns where they have hospitals that are just not going to be able to stay open.
Missouri's Republican House members supported the plan.
Illinois Governor Pritzker says state workers are scrambling to get aid flowing to people receiving food assistance following the end of the shutdown. He says the state has constantly been adjusting those benefits in response to court rulings during the shutdown.
Originally, it was zero, went to 50%, 65%, back to 50%, though some people weren't going to get any at all. Now we're back to 100%.
150 frozen chickens were stolen from a food pantry in Grand Center. This was just before the big Thanksgiving event that is planned for this Saturday.
First window that broke out was this one.
This is Stuart McMillan. No one has been caught for the three break-ins that happened last week and Sunday at St. Luke's Memorial Missionary Baptist Church food pantry. St. Louis City Police did not file a report until the front door had been smashed on Sunday. Pantry Director Carlton McKinney says he's overwhelmed by those who have stepped up to replace what was lost.
A couple of corporations have reached out and was like, what do you need? What can we give? And it's just, wow. It's like, wow, we are backing up off. Sure, even though now we have a security system in place now, thank God.
This Saturday morning is when they'll be handing out those Thanksgiving food bags from 8 until 10:30. First come, first serve. And don't let Google Maps fool you. Grand is back open, and you could take Finney to where St. Luke's Pantry is located.
The Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. Alton bars won't be able to stay open as late in the new year as the Alton City Council removes part of the city's liquor ordinance. Soon, all bars will have to close at 1 a.m. Currently, they can stay open on weekends until 3. For much of the summer, there were problems late at night. Increased police presence helped, according to some business owners, but it wasn't a financially sustainable solution. Hiram's Bar and Poor Decisions already had their late-night liquor licenses yanked over the summer by Mayor David Goins, who is also the city's liquor commissioner. Poor Decisions has since permanently closed.
Well, no good decisions happen after midnight.
That's
we know that.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.